Blog Talk Radio.
And we are doing our book club. Thank you so much for checking us out. We are doing a daily review of The Purpose-Driven Life. We are on day 16. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm so glad that you're checking us out. You can check out In Plain English at www.plain, that's P-L-A-I-N, English, and as well, English.com. And as well, we have a group online. Facebook.com/groups/N, plain, that's P-L-A-I-N, English. Now, we're going to talk in short about Rick Warren's book called The Purpose-Driven Life, and his chapter that we're looking at is, it's amazing. What's so amazing about it is, I guess it's my assumption, I guess, when I got the book, is all about chapters like this. This is a chapter that you buy the book for. Not to say that I'm some sort of sick and twisted consumer or anything like that, but this chapter right here is the reason why by the book. This was, to me, one of my favorite chapters. And why is it my favorite chapter? It's titled What Matters Most. And the first sentence is, life is all about love. And then again, this breaks down the essence of our purpose. As Christians, we're purposed to be here to fulfill God's mandate and manifest His love in human form. While we, before we're given birth into the second life, the real life, the eternal life, to either be eternal, justly punished for the wickedness and evil that we've done on earth, or richly rewarded for us claiming allegiance and humbly accepting the Son of God as our Lord and Savior, and manifesting it in our everyday life, the law of love. And what are some things that stood out? We could go literally page by page, there was one or two. Cliches in this chapter, but I didn't really care about it. This day was just so rich that I couldn't even play around with it. On page 125, it says, "It is in loving that we are most like Him. So love is the foundation of every command He has given us." This is the essence, literally, of everything, and that, if that's not the truth, like in the sin, in the law, the law is not to sin. It's not, again, God doesn't want to quote unquote spoil our fun per se. God actually wants to, God wants to spread love, and not just love at random to specific people in our everyday lives and people all over. And our sin is what hurts people and devastates people. And that's why in a lot of ways He's come for us to battle that, to battle the destruction, oppression, exploitation, in the infliction of pain on the human race by other humans, inspired by our mortal enemy, the devil, you know. And really good stuff. Let's see, what else? Page 125, it says, that's why we're given a lifetime to learn it, because learning to love unselfishly is not an easy task. Everyone's cowering to our self-centered nature. What I like about this is I don't really look at us as self-centered as much as I look at us as wicked and evil, that we're so evil as human beings and people that we have to be taught to love and how to love. And we even struggle with the philosophy or the mentality of, do we have to love? Like, do we really have to love each other? Do we really have to forgive each other? I think, you know, do we really have to give to one another? Do we really have to share? Why can't we kill? Like, literally, that's how wicked we are. We literally have to get our hand held by God through his commands, through his challenges, you know, in our everyday life, in all of our endeavors, you know. So, I mean, definitely encouraging. He talks about God wants us to love everyone. He's particularly concerned that we learn to love others in his family, which he deems as the second purpose. And the family, speaking of, is the church. And the church is what? Not the building, but the believers that have blown their life away for the sake of God, that have chosen to follow God with all their might, with all their strength, and with all their heart. So yeah, that's something else he talks about. He talks about that we're known, and we should be known for our love for one another by the world, you know. That's what we should be known for, and that's actually what we will be known for. And that is our most powerful form of, I believe, of evangelism, of, of reaching out to people. Like, there's no better message to the world than how you treat other people that believe the same thing that you believe. No better lesson. And again, I think that's why, you know, for our enemy, that's why I believe that we are attacked most via inside the church, from the church per se. In thousands of different ways to discredit God's message of love. Let's see. He talks about, too, how you need to learn love, like, not in isolation, which is funny because I was talking to somebody actually about that yesterday, not in actual isolation, but love must be learned through interaction, through being around people, through being being a part of their life. Like, you have to be around imperfect, irritating, and frustrating people so that your love can be made manifest. You can't just be around people that treat you great all the time, because then you'll never know whether or not you have love inside you or not, or whether or not you're just responding to their goodness to you. He talks about another section in this particular day is the best use of life is love. You know, and he breaks this into a few sections. This definitely brings joy to my heart. He breaks this in a few different sections. He talks about life without love is really worthless. Another section is love will last forever. And the last part of the section is, we will be evaluated on our love. And go figure. Like, when it comes down to it, there's no lawyer, police officer, or judge, you know, jury, you know, of your peers to make you do right. You know, when it comes down to it, we all are going to stand before God and be challenged on the life that we loved, on how loving or how unloving we've been. It talks about how relationships are what life's about, you know. It talks about, too, in this section, relationships, not achievements, or the acquisition of things are what matters most in life, and how business is a great enemy of relationships. And this correlates with something that stood out to me in the beginning of this book, when it started talking about your purpose. And I do find that man is constantly trying to play the role of God, constantly trying to take the place of God, constantly trying to be in God's place. So you're going to always have man trying to give you a purpose via in tasks, duties, philosophies, mandates, and commands that you actually end up serving via those tasks, duties, commands, and mandates. You end up serving, their purpose instead of the purpose that you were created for. And guess what? Often what you find with many parents, mothers, and fathers, you find out that they spent their entire life fulfilling another man's purpose and not really showing love to the people that was really in their soul and their heart to love, which is their children, their wives, their husbands. They gave so much time, so much effort, and so much energy to men in the world who, for the most part, cared nothing more, who cared only about their achievements, accolades, and dreams. And you are a conduit to help them to attain their awards, accolades, and dreams, taking you outside of your real purpose that you've been created for by God. And to me, I love this section, and we'll get to time in just a second, because it talks about, life without love is really worthless. And people struggle with this philosophy and this belief every day. He even put, which is just like a crazy quote, life minus love equals zero, you know. And there's people that are so hungry for love, that are burning with desire to want to express love. And I'm not even talking about even sexuality, just someone who they can be a friend with, shoot a basketball with, go out and, you know, hang out at a coffee shop with, or whatever, you know. And this is why a lot of times you see people that apparently seem to have everything that end up sadly doing extreme things, whether it's, you know, trying to, like, take their lives, or which is very, very sad. Or, you know, getting in love with drugs or wild living, or just trying to find a way, you know, to have friends or to be close to people. And this section reminds me that, you know, this is what we've been made for. And we're never going to be happy, truly happy, if we're not loving other people and being loved by other people. We're not. Like, we're always going to wonder, what's missing? You're always going to wonder what's missing, because we're created to pour love into other people and for other people to pour their love into us. I like, you know, the one of the parts where it talks about we will be evaluated on a love, where it says, when you transfer into eternity, you will leave everything else behind. All you're taking with you is your character. And, you know, many people can say, oh, whew, what a relief. Thank goodness, I don't need to go out and get a job. I've been waiting for you in plain English to give me an excuse not to be my very best and take care of my family, take care of myself, and not be a burden to society. You know, I love people. That's why I don't get a job. Huh? No, that's not what the Bible's saying. The Bible's saying your character is what translates into eternity. And often, you know, because again, like he said, life's not about, you know, achievements, accolades, money, success. But yes, I said but, we must be willing to do what we need to do to take care of the people in our lives. Of course, legally, of course. I'm not saying do anything, but I'm saying to take care of the people in our lives. We can't get around that eternal truth. We can't get around that. Now, you know, the challenge is, the rub is being led by the Spirit to where you're led into a field that fulfills your purpose, led into a place that fulfills your purpose, where the people that you love won't be punished by your career choice, by your life choices. To me, that is the essence of what it is. But it's not saying that, oh, well, I'm a die, I'm going to be in heaven, so I don't need to take care of my family. I don't need to build something for my wife and children. No, that's not what it's saying. Because character motivates you to go and to build a nest and for your wife, for your children, for your family. Not for the glory of you, for the glory of God. Yeah, you've been sent here to fulfill that particular purpose. So don't, again, don't get it twisted. Don't be confused about that. That, you know, all you're taking with you is your character. Like, whew, what a relief. No. Because your character leads you to do what's needed in this current realm. You know, I touched on time a little bit, that, you know, and I heard this when I was working with teams in Orlando, like how you spell love to a team is T-I-M-E, and he had the same quote, you know, and this, not about teams, but just about people. And this definitely is important, because when someone does give you time, it shows that they value you, because time is such a limited resource to humans, to mortals, that it's precious, very, very, very precious to give your time to somebody. And that's nothing to be toyed with or played around on, you know. And it really does show, you know, your amount of love for a person if you're willing to give your time to them. And and he says, you know, it talks about importance. How important something is to you is reflected in how much time you spend on it. So then it makes me think, okay, well, how much time am I spending doing X? How much time am I spending doing Y? How much time am I spending to doing, you know, any task in my life reflects what's in my heart, what's going on inside. That is, for the most part, you know, the gist of this chapter, this beautiful, beautiful chapter, you know, and it's summed up in the last sentence of the end of day 16, which is, the best use of life is love. The best expression of love is time. The best time to love is now. And why is now the best time to do it? Because you don't know how long you will have the opportunity. Circumstances change, people die, children grow up, you have no guarantee of tomorrow. If you want to express love, you had better do it now. We'll go ahead and end there. But man, now we're getting into, at least to me, now we're getting into some of the stuff that you know, you anticipate in this book. We look forward to talking to you and discussing Day 17 with you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. And we definitely will connect with you tomorrow on Day 17. Thanks again for listening. I'll talk.
About how